So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf raised the following question. Does Tumas Eretz Ha'amim apply even to its ear space or only to the ground? As Tosis explains, if we say Mishum Gusha Gazru Lao, Davka Hamal al Gusha Gazru, Kemisham al Alames, one becomes Tamei only through Maga, contact with the ground, or when he is directly over the ground, as in the case of a mess. However, there is no tuma from the ear. Therefore, Avala Nechnas Beshed the Table, Megdaloi Bekroin, Abisvina Loi. If someone enters in a box, wagon, or boat, he does not become Tamei because the box acts as a barrier since it cannot become Tamei, and he was not mal over the ground. The reason is because the Chacham initiated the Gzeira only in cases where there would be Tumas Mes, Mipnei Mesei Mabel, Oy Mipnei Rav Miyisrael Shenerga B'chutzlaretz. The Chacham were concerned for unmarked graves of those who died in the Mabel or at other times. However, if we say Mishum Avira Gazrolau, one becomes Tamei even in a shaded table Migdal, Oy Bekreina B'svina, where he is not mal over the ground and would not become Tamei in the case of an actual grave. However, he becomes tummy from the ear space of Eretz Ha'amim, because as Tosis explains, Hechmiru Yoyser Mimes Kedesh Lo Yetzim Eretz Lachotz Laretz. The Chacham were stringent with Eretz Ha'amim to prevent people from leaving Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara now goes on to suggest that this question is possibly a Machlekes Tanoim in the following Braisa. Hanichnas LaEretz Ha'amim B'Sheid Teva Migdal Rebbe Metame Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda Metar. If a person enters Eretz Ha'amim while in a box, Rebbe rules that he becomes Tamei, while Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda says that he remains Tar. The Gemara at this point believed that the reasoning is as follows. Rebbe Metamei because he holds Mishum Avira, the person becomes Tamei from the ear space. Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda Metar because he holds Mishum Gusha. Tumas Eretz Ha'amim is not from the ear space, but from the ground, and in this case he's Tar because there's a barrier. The Gemara answers that this is not necessarily so, and the machlekes can be understood in three other ways. The kuli alma mishum gusha. Perhaps both agree that the tuma is from the ground. However, they disagree in oil zarek. If a davish ain't a makabal tuma, an item that cannot become tummy is a tafach above a mess, it's considered an oil, and it's chaitzitz bevnei tuma. It becomes a barrier against the tuma that is beneath it, so that a person or utensils above it do not become tummy. However, there is a machlekes if the davish ain't a makabal tuma was zarek in motion. Is it considered an oil or not? Rebbe Metame, because any oil zarek loishme oil, anything that's moving is not considered an oil, and is not a chatzitza. Therefore, the tumas gusha can penetrate the box, and the person does become tame. However, Rebbe Yehuda Metar, because he holds that it depends. Oil zarek loishme oil is only if the oil zarek is moving on its own. However, oil zarek shme oil, if the oil zarek is being carried by a person or behemoth through which it's connected to the ground, it is considered an oil and a chatzitza. Therefore, the tumas gusha cannot penetrate the sheda and the person is tar. We see this distinction in another braisa, where Rabbi Yehuda rules teva shi malei kelim b'zarka al panei ames tamea. If a box filled with utensils was thrown over a mess, the kelim become tamei because the box was thrown and moving on its own, and therefore oil zark loishmei oil. However, if the table was stationary, which as Tosis explains means that it was being carried by a person, the kelim remained tahar because it is not considered an oil zark, and therefore shmei oil. Or we could explain the machlekes as follows. The kuli alma mishum avira. Perhaps both Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda agree that there is tumah from the ear. However, they disagree on whether the gzeira of tumas eretz ha'amim applies to a person in a box. Rebbe Metamim, because Avagav Dleishchicha Gazu Be'Rabbanim, the Gzeira applies even to a person in a box, even though this is not common. While Abir Sebe Behuda Metar, because Kivin Dleishchicha Gazu Be'Rabbanim, the Gzeira only applies to a person in a kroin, a wagon, which is common, but does not apply to a person in a Sheder, which is not common. As we see in another Braisa, which states, Hanichnas La'eretz Ha'amim B'Sheder Tevo Migdal Tahar, because Milsa Dleishchicha Gazu. However, Bekrein, Besvina, or Beskari, Tamei, because Milsa de Shchicha Gazru. The Gemara offers a third understanding of the Machlekes. The Kuli Amim Shem Gusha, and both agree that oil Zarek Shmei oil, and it protects him from the Tumas Gusha. However, Rabbi Metamei even Beshed the Teva Migdal because of Igzera of Shmei Yetzi Reish Shavarubay Lasham. He might lean out of the Sheda and be mal over the ground. However, Rabbi Yisrael Behudim Metar Beshed the Teva Migdal because there is no concern because the Sheder is usually closed. However, you're Tamei, in the carriage or boat, he does become Tamei, because there is a concern for Shema Yetzi Reisha Ruba L'Sham, because these are generally open. We find this Gezer in another Braisa, where Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says, Hanechnes La'eretz Am, B'shei De Teva Migdol, Tahar, Atre Yetz L'Sham, Reisha Erubai. The Gemara continues explaining the previous Mishnah, which taught various cases, where Al Elu In HaNazir Megalech, the Nazir does not shave his hair, nor bring karbanos, even though he became Tamei Mes. The Mishnah continues, Umaza b'shlishi u'b'shvi, he purifies himself with meichatas on the third and seventh day, ve'einu seisra sakaidmin u'maschal amayin miyad. His previous days of Nazirs are not cancelled, and as soon as he becomes Tahar, he continues the count. However, as Taisus explains, ein oilin loy, the Mishnah implies that although the days before the Tumah are included, the days during the Tumah are not included in the minyan Nazirs, but rather, u'maschal amayin miyad, as soon as he becomes Tahar, he continues the minyan Nazirs. Now, it must be pointed out that in the case of Tumas Mes, clearly you made Tumasai in Oilin Loi, because a Nazir is Aser B'Tumas Mes. Therefore, although in our Mishnah's cases, Einu Megalech v'Einu Seiser, but the days of Tumah cannot be included. However, in the case of Mitzayra, Rav Chisda makes the point that you made Tumasai Oilin Loi, because a Nazir is Mutter B'Tumas Mitzayra, and the days of Tumah can theoretically be included. Therefore, Rav Chisda makes the following distinction. Bin Nazir is mu'atas ein oilin loy. In a short Naziris, where he does not have 30 days left to the end of his term, the days of Tumah cannot be included because of a practical reason. As Taisus explains, the Mitzayr must shave his hair twice, once after you make Gomri, and a second time after you make Sifrei, and ein gidol sar pachas min lamad yoyim. A Nazir cannot shave a growth of less than 30 days. Therefore, he must keep another 30 days for his hair to grow in. However, b'naziris meruba misalik nami salkin lay in a longer naziris, in which there were 30 or more days remaining after taras hamitzayra, oilin lay, the yimei sifra v'gamri are included in the minyan naziris because his hair will grow in during the final 30 days of naziris. This discussion continues in the next daf, where the Gemara refutes Rav Chisda's ruling from a braisa.